This one-on-one interview with Air Force sophomore Matt Pulver is brought to you by Kostoff & Company Home Loans. You can reach them at 720-279-5961 or click on their ad on the homepage of the Flight Path.
All right, Matt. Well, you have got to switch positions this season, yeah, whether planned or not.
Yeah.
How has that been? Because I know center is much different than wing. Have you played it before?
Yeah. I played it in juniors my last year and kind of fell in love with it. I could play whatever the coaches want me to do. I think I like center because I think you're involved in playing defensive zone a little bit more. And so it's been good.
Okay. So. And also, a couple of weeks ago, you had already exceeded your amount of games played as a freshman and obviously have recovered fully. Has it felt more comfortable for you? Did you come into this season thinking, I'm all comfortable, things are good, or how have things gone on that front in terms of health and in terms of getting into the flow of college hockey?
Yeah, no, coming into the season, I had 9 months to recover in rehab, so I felt good in my shoulder, kind of that standpoint, but I think coming into college hockey after not playing for about a year, there's definitely a transition process, but I think my game is I've gotten more comfortable with it over the past 14 games, and every game, I think I'm getting a little bit better, so hopefully it'll keep getting there.
Okay, and obviously, dealing with everything at the academy, I guess change is probably a fact of life, so hopefully that's an advantage.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question, and then we'll lighten it up a little bit, which is keeping the balance, that the military training and the academic part, and then, you're a Division I college athlete. How do you balance all that?
Yeah, time management is key here. They really harp on it when you get here, but I think it's a learning process, and I don't think I really understood it until this year. Like, every second of your day has to be planned out. Like, if you have 15 minutes here, you're doing homework, or you're rehabbing or something like that. It's tough to deal with, but it's definitely management.
Okay. So. All right. Let's say I were to visit your hometown, which I might actually be able to do in your case. What would be one thing I would want to see when I visit?
Definitely Linekugel Brewery. That's definitely the main attraction in Chippewa Falls. It's kind of what everybody comes there to see. My dad worked there when he was younger, so that's pretty cool.
Okay. What is the Breakfast of Champions? Besides Line of Google's.
Yeah. That's right.
Sorry. The Breakfast of Champions.
Breakfast of Champions.
Most important meal of the day for the first half.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite meal of the day. I'm a big omelet guy. I like making my own omelets. I asked some of the guys on the team, I like cooking breakfast.
Excellent. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice? It's kind of simple, but just work hard. I think my dad's been preaching that my whole life. So.
Do you have a favorite trip? Favorite road trip?
Favorite road trip? Let's see. I don't know. Buffalo is a cool city to go to, pretty cool rink. Bemidji was cool. The rink was really nice and good crowd, so I'd probably say that was probably the most fun.
Okay. Growing up, did you have a favorite team or favorite player you cheered for?
Yeah, the Anaheim Ducks. My uncle was the oral surgeon for him, kind of started their oral surgery program, so they're my favorite team, and he's the reason why I got into hockey. So Team Iswani is my favorite player growing up. I kind of idolized him.
Be hard pressed to find a nicer guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, him and my uncle are really good buddies. Like, they would go out on a nice party together and stuff like that. So I got to meet him a few times. It's pretty cool.
Is there a comedian on the team that we should know about?
A comedian on the team? Oh, man. I have to say, Dan Bailey's pretty funny, and he's kind of a kind of a, maybe a little dry sense of humor, but he's always sarcastic, so you never know if he's like serious or not, but kind of catch on to it later, and it's hilarious. But
okay, so I better watch my step around him.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Are you particular about any of your gear?
My particular? I put my right, everything right side, so I put my right skate on, my right shin pads, like that, and I don't know if it's superstition, it's just kind of been a routine, I'm kind of comfortable with it now, so.
Okay. Favorite hockey memory growing up?
Favorite hockey memory growing up? Oh, man, I'm going to have to bring it back to sports. We won the state, Wisconsin State, Squirt A tournament, so that was a good accomplishment in life.
Excellent. All right. I guess the other question I would ask about is, do you have any family that was in the military or any thing that prompted you to come here? Or?
Yeah. My sister, she got recruited for cross country and track, the Naval Academy. So she went there, graduated in 06, and then my brother went there and played club hockey there and graduated in 2012. And so I've always, like, the military academies are kind of what I always known my whole life. And once I found out Air Force had a Division I hockey team, and once they offered, there's no doubt that I wanted to come here. So.
Excellent. All right. And I know that you have, I play for a larger-than-life coach.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask you, if Frank was a superhero, what superhero do you think he'd be?
Oh, man. It's a tough one. Superhero. I don't know. I'd say Batman. He's kind of all over the place sometimes. It's kind of everywhere at once, so.
Thanks for listening to this one-on-one interview with Air Force sophomore Matt Pulver. It's brought to you by Kostoff & Company Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender with offices across the Front Range of Colorado. You can reach them at 720-279-5961 or click on their ad on the homepage of The Flight Path. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.